For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
How are you? First of all, you you look like an ex-NFL player, but you look like an ex-NFL tight end.
Well, I mean, a lot of times when you leave the NFL, when you're a big man, O-line, right. D-line, it's one of two things. You're either going way up or you're going way down. And I finished my career at an in-shape 300.
Nice.
As a defensive tackle. But then it is true, once you stop playing, you kind of still eat like you're playing, but you're not moving anymore. And I literally, about two years after I stopped playing, I got out of the shower one day and I caught a glimpse of myself in the mirror. I looked like a vanilla milkshake. I weighed about 318, 320. I looked horrible.
Right.
And I'm like, well, I got to get my stuff together here, you know? And I got into the 90s and then the 60s, and now I'm about 225. For the last probably decade, and I feel great.
Sleek.
I have to get a couple of, you know, joints replaced and knee and a shoulder, but that's, you know, you give that to the game. It's a norm, but yeah, I feel good.
Yeah, you knew that. You knew that going in.
You know that. If you don't know that going in, don't get in. Okay.
All right, let me throw some NFL stuff at you. The Panthers are desperately trying to. We're in Raleigh.
Oh, yeah, no, I know.
The Panthers are desperately trying to find some traction. It's going to be tough, probably, with the owner. Tough with a roster that is at best 30th in the league, maybe.
Yep.
How long should Panthers fans legitimately wait? How long is it going to take?
I'm going to put a lot of the blame squarely on the owner. Mm-hmm. I mean, to make changes this quickly and not let anything marinate.
Right.
I mean, listen, he's not the only owner to ever do it, but he's done it with other teams he's owned. It's not like he doesn't have a track record of doing this. So it's very tough to build momentum when you build, break down. Build, break down. People got to understand, when you change a head coach, you change coordinators, you change position coaches, everything changes. And, I mean, what Tepper's doing, I don't really understand. And I think if you're a coach that signs there, you have to realize, well, I probably only got a couple of years, you know, and I better do something or I'm going to get fired. And Tepper's going to end up paying eight coaches for the next 20 years
got
at
three
some
now.
Point. It's crazy. So I put it squarely on him. But as far as playing, I mean, it's just all, and I know there's a new GM, I believe.
Yeah, Dan Morgan, who was a legend of the
listen,
franchise.
I will never forget Dan Morgan. I called his last bowl game when I was at ESPN, and I saw him at the airport the next day, because if you're a senior or whatever, you don't have to fly back between a bowl game. And I said, so, Dan, you know, you're looking forward to going to the combine and doing it. He goes, Dan was like a four-year starter at the U. He's like, dude, they got enough tape on me. You know, if they don't know what I can do right now, going to run a 40, and I loved that because I always have my issues with the combine and the pro days for guys like that. And he, you know, worked out pretty well for him. So I think Dan will do great. But it's a tough task when there's that much turnover, and especially when the quarterback right next to you in C.J. Stroud after Bryce Young is so successful with a first-time head coach in D'Amico Ryans, a first-time quarterback, a first-time play caller, because owners are going to say, owners like Tepper are going to say, see, they did it, why can't we, and place the blame somewhere else where he better look in the mirror a little more.
Yeah, they placed the blame on the coach, which I don't necessarily disagree with.
Right.
I think they got poor coaching.
Listen,
it was a bad roster.
It's never one thing, but when you have somebody that keeps changing everything, it makes it a lot more difficult.
Mike Golic is joining us here on Radio Row at the Final Four. There's another NFL thing I want to get to, but since we're here at the Final Four, NC State's big man, DJ Burns, they keep saying that we've talked to NFL personnel. Do they really think left tackle or right tackle is that easy to play?
Well, first from the basketball side, what a great story they've been.
Yeah.
In what, losing 10 of the last 14 games and then going on the five-day, five-win run, just like I think the last was 2011 UConn did that. And then to carry it over and be, what, the 6th or 7th, 11th seed to make it this far, maybe the first to make it to the finals. It's been a great story. He's been fun to watch in this NIL era where he's gotten all those deals in the last couple of weeks.
Adam Gold here with my man, Coach Pete DeRuta, Capital Financial Advisory Group. Are most of your clients hands-on, or they just give you their money and let it work for them?
About 90% give the money, and then we meet every year and go through status reports, have a financial pit stop, making sure everything's fine. It is like a puzzle, Adam, but for the next 10 of you, we'll solve your own retirement puzzle at no cost or obligation.
Call and claim your comprehensive review with Coach Pete and the team, 888-843-0013, or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
When we've seen college players who didn't play football go into football, and the biggest one that comes to name is Antonio Gates.
I saw his game at Kent State in 2002 because I was covering Duke. He was in the same regional. I'm like, this guy's – I didn't think he was going to be it's a football incredible. Player. Incredible athlete.
Incredible. And Tony Gonzalez played some football in college, but played basketball as well. So when you go to tight end, it's a little different. Going on the line, that – listen – people say 275, but he's a little bigger than that. He would need to get even bigger. You could say he has great feet, and certainly has great feet. But while basketball is a contact sport, football is a collision sport. When you first get, that your eyes watered, your nose bloodied, I don't know how you react. And I don't know what his thought is. It's fun to talk about. And you have practice squads where you could work with him to do it, even if he really wanted to do it and basketball wasn't an option. Next offseason, he can go do the UFL and get some reps in there because that's what it would take. I don't know his want to. He seems to be a good enough athlete to be able to transform into something. But, boy, going to the O-line would be a tough, tough call.
If he's 6'9 or 6'10 and is that kind of a post player and passer, my guess is that he would be better suited pursuing basketball. I mean, I'm crazy.
I hope he has a great career in basketball because you can make fun of. Listen, every time we go through NFL free agency, we go, wow, look at those quarterback numbers or even some of the top defensive or offensive player numbers. For the most part, they're really good numbers. But then the football players see basketball in free agency or get their numbers and they're like, my God, that's real money. So, hey, DJ, do basketball, man.
Just good play. And honestly, he's going to be a local legend in Raleigh forever.
Yep.
For absolutely forever. Mike Golic is here with us. All right, let me get back to the NFL. I'm a little bit blown away. I shouldn't be blown away. Everything Aaron Rodgers does is the biggest story in the world. In part of me was hoping that he would have been chosen by RFK Jr. as a running mate. I just think that would have been comedy. There's no way you could have done any possible chance he could have done both.
No. In my mind, I was actually talking with my wife about this. She thought possibly. I thought, there's no way. But again, why would you do that? It's a losing proposition anyway.
Right.
Listen.
Well, so is being the Jets quarterback, isn't it?
Well, boy, isn't that the truth. And at least if you're on the ticket, you're not going to get physically hurt. Where if you're in the if you're in the pocket, you're going to get physically hurt like you did last year. I never thought that was going to be real. And listen, that's the hope again. All the talk is going to be, is he going to be healthy? They got old linemen, Morgan Moses, Tyron Smith. You're bringing help with Mike Williams.
Yeah.
To help out Garrett Wilson. I love Breece Hall in the backfield. And your defense was excellent. So just like we talked about last year, but I think the O-line will be even better this year. But it still goes on. Is Aaron Rodgers going to be healthy?
It's unbelievable. Yes, exactly. It's all about Aaron Rodgers. Is he a top 10 quarterback still in the league if he's healthy?
If he's healthy, because of his accuracy and he doesn't turn the ball over. That's the biggest thing can you put the game on a quarterback's shoulders? Yes. Is he accurate? Yes. Does he turn the ball over? No. Those are some of the monster questions for a quarterback. You're not giving the other team extra possessions by turning the ball over. And wide receivers, completions are different. You can have a completed ball, but if you got a guy running a slant and you throw it behind him, he's not getting any yards after the catch. Or you throw it low.
Right.
Or you throw it high. Receivers love him because he puts the ball right where it needs to be, where they can keep running, or he throws them out of danger of a big hit. So, I mean, he's phenomenal when he's on.
Or he gives them a bunch of ayahuasca and they don't remember.
Hey.
One of the two.
Whatever works, as long as they ain't testing for it.
That's Mike Golic, Gojo and Golic. I know you're having a blast with that. I've heard you talk about it. I think Junior's awesome.
He's great.
So, and as you are. I appreciate your time.
Oh, no problem.
I know you've got a whole bunch of these to do.
I probably, but that's cool. I like talking.
It's all right.
It's okay. It works out.
What you do for a living now.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.